الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيام معدودات. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Inshallah, starting tomorrow night, we'll be entering the last Ashra of Ramadan, about which the Prophet said, Itkum minan nar. Itkum minan nar. It's an Ashra where Allah SWT emancipates people from the hellfire. And the ultimate power of Ramadan is to be most felt in these last 10 days. This in a sense it's the essence, it's the summary, it's the climax of the month of Ramadan. And that is why it's absolutely essential that we capitalize and maximize on these last 10 days. These last 10 days are truly Eid for a moment. We have another Eid that comes after the 10 days, but this is Eid because there is so much Qudra, there is so much Barakah, there is so much Rahmah, that if today there is a person whose name is destined for the hellfire, if they spend the last Ashra in Ibadah doing Ruju' ilallah, the last Ashra has so much power that it can emancipate a person and put that person's name among the people who are destined for Jannah. And then there is also another sunnah amal and sunnah practice of aitikaf for these last 10 days, and that's for all of us to decide to what extent we can take part and participate in this azim, incredible sunnah practice. Now you can imagine that the last 10 days of Ramadan hold so much barakah, there is so much power, that even if someone managed in the first 20 days they weren't able to benefit from the month of Ramadan, then in the last 10 days the power is enough for the whole of Ramadan. And Ramadan can be enough for the whole year. And if properly spent, Ramadan can be enough for a whole lifetime. So the first thing that we should practically do in the last Ashura is that we should make ourselves free. If there's anything left that you have to do about this dunya, try to finish it up, wrap it up in the next few hours. Try to free up as much time as possible for the last Ashura. From Maghrib until the moon of Eid is sighted. Or maybe you're informed of such a sighting. And the reason why this is so incredible in our deen is that the Prophet ﷺ himself did not let himself be engaged in any ibadah for the whole day. And in the whole year, the Prophet ﷺ, he was doing work of Nabuwa to spread the message of Deen. However, every year without fail, the Prophet ﷺ spent the last 10 days of Ramadan in i'tikaf. So not only is this a sunnah amal, but also to reflect on the Prophet ﷺ staying in i'tikaf. Why would the Prophet ﷺ make this decision? Because there may have been other things in his sunnah that the Prophet ﷺ did not regularly perform. But the Prophet ﷺ, he would do so much ihtimam of this as if it was fard. And what is it about these last 10 days of Ramadan that even the Prophet ﷺ would put a pause on working outside? And that's work of deen, doing work of nabuwa. But what is so special, what is about these last 10 days? It has to be something very special and something very unique. And the first aspect is that in our deen, every person, they need to disconnect from time to time from this dunya in order to be able to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to make hijrat. And if you look at the hijrah historically, when it was not possible to feel the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of not being able to establish an Islamic society, the Prophet ﷺ took a decision. And he and the Sahaba Ikram, they migrated towards Madina Munawwara. But there was a notion that we have to leave. Otherwise, they were living. In spite of the boycott and oppression, they could have continued to live like that. But there was a notion that we must make hijrat. And this is a more umumi, general meaning of hijrah. Disconnecting from society that is un-Islamic and migrating to one that is Islamic. Or at an individual level, making hijrah from our own jahiliyyah to iman. Making hijrah from sins to obedience. Making hijrah from heedlessness unto dhikr, remembrance. This was the theme, that we must leave, we must disconnect. And then connect. Every connection requires a prior and previous disconnect. Tubu ila Allah. Allah says, Tubu, that you turn towards Allah. That you repent from something and you turn your direction towards Allah. It's like a paradigm shift. So this notion of i'tikaf is basically disconnecting ourselves so that we can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you connect, disconnect from the world, connect to Allah, and then with the nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala outside of Ramadan, then you can connect to people and you can connect to makhluk. The word i'tikaf literally, linguistically means that a person stays, jamjana, that you attach yourself to a place. And in istilah, it means in the last 10 days of Ramadan, a person makes the intention of sunnah and they go inside the masjid and make themselves they make niyat of sunnat i'tikaf and they enter into some restrictions based on that i'tikaf. And the real objective and goal of this ibadah is a person wants to attach themselves towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy for us to understand this. Sometimes we experience that there might be a child and he wants something from his father. So she attaches herself to the knees of her father. That is i'tikaf. That's the i'tikaf of that child. That she is attached herself to the feet, to the knees, and she is insistent, she is persistent, she doesn't leave. She wants to get that thing what she wants, and she might even sleep there at the feet of her father. So this is that girl doing i'tikaf. She is holding on, she's attaching herself, not willing, not wanting to leave until her wish, her desire is fulfilled. Or another example is that there is some generous person, people know him to be very generous and open heart, person with open heart who loves to spend. And then people who are needy, they come to that person's door and they pitch their tents and they want something from that person. That person, that generous person, would eventually come out and give something. So in the same way, i'tikaf is that the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they come inside the masjid and they pitch their tents before Allah ta'ala in hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His rahmah and mercy upon them. And this is something which the Prophet ﷺ used to do. And in fact, in one hadith, Umm Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that in the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet ﷺ would do so much mujahida, the likes of which he would never do throughout the whole year. So this is the peak of mujahida. In other hadith, she mentions that the Prophet ﷺ, when the last 10 days would begin, the Prophet ﷺ would tighten his lower garment and he would stay awake the whole night. And he would also wake his spouse, people in the house, sprinkle water on them and wake them up also. The nights are supposed to be spent in ibadah in the last 10 days. So this is a practical teaching for all of us to give life to our nights in the last 10 days of Ramadan and to become people of mujahida, because this is the one golden opportunity that we have, prime time, golden days, that a person can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is interesting about this is that when is this ibadah coming? It's not coming when we are in a state of ghaflat. It's coming after 20 days of Ramadan, when we are at our peak. We just spent 20 days. We're probably better off on the 19th or 20th Ramadan than we were all year. And we might think that we need to disconnect in Zilqadah or Rabiul Awwal or middle of the Islamic lunar year. But no, right in the middle of Ramadan. And it just shows that not just disconnect, but to go into depth. First was disconnect, that you have inqita anil makhluk. Sometimes a person has many things in their heart, many makhluk in their heart. So in order to come towards Allah, you have to break your heart. You have to break those other idols in your heart, those other expectations in your heart, those other wishes that we have in our heart. When your heart breaks, then a person's heart can reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a person gets through i'tikaf, inqita anil makhluk. Put themselves in that environment where they can focus solely and wholly on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cut themselves away from makhluk, those things which distract them. And not just, and this is first aspect, but the second is not just disconnect, but actually to go deep inside ibadah. Because many times we just float on the surface of ibadah. We're just floating on the surface of Deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, look, perhaps you were busy with the dunya, you were busy with your studies, you're working, you are working. You are not able to go deep, you have to stay on the surface. People like to swim on the surface. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I want that there should be some time in the whole year that you spend 10 days going deep, deep diving. And I've given you 20 days for that, that you can prepare and surface, float. Now, after these 20 days, when you're already disconnected from the dunya, you're already disconnected from your nafs, now you turn to me in ibadah, turn to me in Quran, turn to me in zikr, turn to me in taraweeh. After the 20 days workshop, now after all the rough cut, now this iman is ready to be deeply polished. Now go deep. So this is also a general teaching that a person in these last 10 days, they should go to a higher level, the highest level, to achieve some level of height or some level of depth, to get some disconnectedness, to get some connection with Allah. That's the asal of i'tikaf. This is the real purpose of i'tikaf. However much you can, even if you cannot spend 10 days, still that is something. Sometimes people say that I'm not able to do i'tikaf for 10 days. And then the next 10 days, they have no extra significance for them. I'll just spend them like the last 20 days. But that is, we need to change our mindset. Because if you cannot do something for the whole amount, if you cannot do the whole thing, you should not leave the entire thing wholly also. Partake from that activity to whatever you can, to whatever extent you can. Sometimes people can do nafil i'tikaf in the masjid. I remember there were people in America, there were people here in one of the universities in Pakistan. They used to move to the masjid, get up in the morning, having offered tahajjud, fajr, suhoor, everything, they would go to work, they would go to study, they would go to their classes. The sunnah i'tikaf cannot be done in this way, but this was nafil. They would go to work, and from work they would come right back to the masjid. This is something everyone can do. Someone who has a corporate job, they can do this. Or at another level, nafil can be, people can take last 3 days off. They can spend the weekend in nafil i'tikaf. They can slot themselves in such a way, Friday to Monday. Friday 5 p.m. and I will leave the masjid until Monday 9 a.m. And they were as particular about the rules of i'tikaf as the person who's doing sunnah i'tikaf. And in fact, if you're doing niyat or nafil i'tikaf, you should be so particular. And everyone can do this. Sometimes people can take days off. They can take weekends off. You can just move inside the masjid and do your work, dunya, from the masjid. It's doable. Well, we have seen people do it. I've seen people with my own eyes doing this. And doing this in a much more mukhalif, opposing environment. And really we would see this with our own eyes, the same asar of i'tikaf on those people. The same effect of i'tikaf. In fact, sometimes even more. Because they're making more of an effort and struggle. That constant disconnecting. Not just once for 10 days, but every single day. They would disconnect themselves from their dunya. And they had a very lasting effect afterwards. Because they kept going to work. And they experienced very spiritual days at work. They were in a state of remembrance. They never worked like that before. They brought the zikr to their workplace. That zikr lasted them afterwards. So, whatever extent a person should partake from the barakah of i'tikaf, maybe they can spend the odd nights seeking Laylatul Qadr. And we'll speak about that also in a bit. And that's one benefit. That if they sit in i'tikaf, they can seek out Laylatul Qadr. And the best way to do that is to be in a state of itikaf. Not necessarily, you can do it at home also, but why not spend some time in the masjid? Why not get the barakah of the environment of that masjid? Masjid is a maqbool place. It's a house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have a qubool time, maqbool time, which is the last 10 days of Ramadan. And you also have a maqbool place, masjid. So, most of us, we can get a heightened sense of our prayer and ibadah inside the masjid. Something happens when we enter into the building. So why not take advantage, make use of that. Try to spend those last few nights in masjid. Some people will be doing sunnah itikaf, different masjids. Some people can make niyat to do nafil itikaf. And try to benefit as much as possible. And if anyone feels that they're ready to take the plunge, they should take it. Call 10 days off. 10 days off from all work. Maybe you might not have time in the future. Maybe you will get busy next year. Maybe you might have exams next year. You might be working. You might have children. You might get many other responsibilities on you. You might not be able to spend the full 10 days in itikaf next year. So grab hold of this opportunity this year. If you have this ability now, don't think that right now I don't have the ability. Many of us, we have that ability. Inshallah, when a person does itikaf, every moment is counted as ibadah. Even if you're sleeping in itikaf, it will be sawab. Even when you're daydreaming, it will be sawab. Even if you're sitting in the masjid, it will be sawab. It all counts as itikaf. That's why it's an incredible thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. So incredible that the Prophet would never miss it. So much that 1 year he missed itikaf, and next year he spent 20 days in itikaf. Qaza of itikaf. That's unheard of in Sunnah. 20 days. Actually, this is a lesson that we are supposed to carry with us for our whole lives. That everyone should have some moments in the 24-hour day and night that they devote exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the purpose of itikaf is an intensive 10-day training. Training us how to disconnect and connect to Allah Ta'ala. Every prayer should be a disconnect. Another way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has mentioned the same concept in Quran is tabattul. Wazkur isma rabbik wa tabattul ilayhi tabatila. Tabattul again means a complete disconnect, complete disengagement from everything and complete engagement with something else. Wazkur, that you disconnect from ghayrullah and completely engaging oneself in the zikr of Allah. The itikaf trains us to do that. You'll find that when you're in itikaf, the desires to do all kinds of ibadah will suddenly come up inside your heart. Because you're in itikaf. You will feel like praying some qaza, praying some salat tasbih, reciting some Quran. You might feel like making a long spontaneous dua. You might feel like doing zikr. You will feel like making istighfar. You'll feel like making durood. And that'll be something new. To feel like doing ibadah. That is something new for us. Usually we have to force ourselves to do ibadah. So you put yourself in those 10 days, it's like an incubator. Like a newborn baby. You got the rahmat and maghfirat of the past 20 days. Now you're like a newborn baby. Allah Ta'ala washes away our sins. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts us here in this incubator of the last 10 days. So that we can be brought up to full strength of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqun. All of Ramadan is designed to create taqwa. Itikaf, spirit of itikaf, this concept of sitting in seclusion. Ultimate final way to reach that taqwa. Because taqwa is also a disconnect. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the rules of i'tikaf very strict. If you see, you can't leave the masjid for any reason whatsoever, except to fulfill a bare necessity, an ultimate necessity of life, or to relieve yourself, to make wudu, right? And that's it. Those are the two reasons to leave. You can't even talk to anyone outside. You must go and come straight back. You can't even stop for a second to talk to anyone outside. You may only go out for necessity, and you may go out for as long as it is necessary to fulfill that necessity. And that itself is a training. That a person leaves those things which don't concern him, becomes more purposeful in life. That you go from one building to another, that's a purpose. In i'tikaf, you're being trained to have a purpose, to have a mission. When you leave the masjid, the way you interact with the dunya, it's very purposeful, limited engagement. That itself is a kind of training. In fact, this whole world should be spent as if it's i'tikaf. That we should be engaging with the dunya only so long as it is necessary, and as long as it is a necessity. Otherwise, everything should be for Allah. Yeah, otherwise the whole life is like a fast. And when you make iftar, that's when you meet Allah Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, in such a state that Allah is smiling upon you and you're smiling upon Him. That's why these last 10 days we have to, it's a transformation. They begin to view their work as ghayri asl. It's secondary. Because what's primary now is i'tikaf. That's their mindset. The longing to go back in ibadah. It's a new way of looking at everything in their life. And that effect stays with them. And that's a very good connection. That the dunya is not our primary goal. The akhirah is our asl, real goal. Deen is my asl. Pleasing Allah Ta'ala is my goal. That should be our whole life. Our ubudiyah is restored. And that's one of the reasons why many of our mashayikh, they practice this. That's why one should also try to spend as much time as possible in i'tikaf in this month, in the last 10 days. So Ramadan is a month of breaking those habits of laziness. Ramadan is a month that a person should try to capitalize on this opportunity. It's a month of when a person has to take that dive. And the nisbat between Ramadan and i'tikaf and deen and taqwa is, you can think of a race. At the end you will find a physical exercise, and that's physical achievement. And there's an end stage when you're racing where you have to sprint, the last dash, the last sprint. In a 400 meter race, the person spends the last part giving it his all, whatever he has. This is what our attitude should be. The last 10 days of Ramadan, this is my sprint. I have been working at this. Now is the time to give it my all. Even if it is just to collapse at the finish line, which is Eid. So we have to give everything. And that's why that person who does that sprint properly, they will enjoy when they cross the finish line. In the same way, just like that person who works hard in the last 10 days, they will enjoy the day of Eid. You will truly feel happy. You will feel happy not because it's a day of festivity. You will feel truly happy because of this ajeeb happiness in your heart that you spend the last few days of Ramadan properly. You will understand why Allah Ta'ala has declared this Eid as Yawmul Eid, a day of happiness, a day of rejoicing, a day of feasting, a day of celebration. Allah celebrates these things. Nikah, Allah celebrates. It's worth celebrating. You complete your iman. You finished the month of Ramadan, you got taqwa, it's worth celebrating. You went on Hajj, you had nisbat with the Hujjaj. You went to the Arafah, earned the rahmat, the mercy of Allah, it's worth celebrating. So these are things that we celebrate. We celebrate deen. This is the mizaj of the Sharia. This is the mizaj of our deen. The whole of Akhirah is going to be an Eid. And this world is Ramadan. So we must make a firm, deep intention that I've wasted my year, I've not done proper qadr of this month of Ramadan, it's flown by me. It's more than 70% gone. I was just warming up. Now I can see the end, the finish line. It's coming up. Ya Allah, you yourself said in the Quran, Ayyamu Ma'dudat, limited days, spend them carefully. They will pass by. When you see the finish line, now you have to make a dash. It's no time to jog, no time to think that what am I, who am I, what about my studies, my job, my this, my that, I'm not ready. Give me something that's a tier 2 activity, tier 3 activity. These things keep us going around in circles all year round. I can't do this. Can I do some lighter activity? This is time to go out. This is where every individual Muslim should go out. That's what this is. That's what the last 10 days are. That's what the Prophet ﷺ did. Went out in Mujahida. And obviously, the greatest aspect of this is Laylatul Qadr. That alone is a gift that Allah Ta'ala gave to this Ummah. That we have revealed Laylatul Qadr, revealed Quran in this Laylatul Qadr. Khayrun min alfi shahr, better than 1,000 months. That's roughly more than 82 years. What does that mean? It means if you spend 10 days doing istighfar on that night, it's as if you spend 10 minutes every single day for 80 years. Me and you, we are not people of istiqamat. If I say, is there any amal you can do for just 10 minutes that you can do for every day for 80 years? Most likely we'll say no. But Laylatul Qadr, Allah gives us that gift of istiqamat for free in the last 10 days. Uzkurullah dhikran kaseera. Remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly. How much zikr we do throughout the year. But you can become a person of zikr kaseer, istiqamah. The last 10 days, this is the power of the last 10 days of Ramadan. It's an incredible thing. And this is why there's nothing which is beyond the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, beyond the quwwat of Ramadan and the power of Ramadan. It's something we just don't understand because it's an untapped potential, untapped phenomenal power. So the men can do i'tikaf, the women can do i'tikaf. The women, it's even simpler. They can just have designated place in their house as their masjid, and they can confine themselves there, like men confine themselves in the masjid outside. And when we search for Laylatul Qadr, we have mentioned this before, it's very easy for any person to get Laylatul Qadr. All they have to do is just make ibadah to Allah Ta'ala in the last 20 minutes before Fajr, before the time for Fajr. Because we don't know when this night would begin, or we don't know when exactly this night would be. But if a person has a habit of the last 10 nights, every night, the last 20 minutes before suhoor ends, before Fajr begins, they have this habit of presenting themselves to Allah Ta'ala. They make two rakah, they pray to Allah, they make tawbah, they seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala, and then spend time making dua to Allah. That person guaranteed will get Laylatul Qadr. Why? Because Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala hasn't disclosed exactly which day Laylatul Qadr, which night Laylatul Qadr will be, but He has given us an ishara in Quran that Hatta Matla il Fajr, that this night will last till Fajr. So if a person for every one of the last ten nights before Fajr they're in a state of Ibadah, Dua, Tawbah, then such a person guaranteed will get Laylatul Qadr. All it requires is 20-25 minutes pre-Fajr for 10 days. And a person will get 83 years. Allahu Akbar. If someone was told that you will get your 83 years salary, all you have to do is simply come up, show up for 20 minutes at night. Every person would show up. We have so much yaqeen about the dunya, but we don't have so much yaqeen about Allah Ta'ala. We have so much talab and desire for the dunya, but not equal talab and desire for Allah Ta'ala. But that's what is on offer. And when a person gets those minutes to make dua, they should make dua. Because this is really the nuchod of Ramadan, the last 10 days. It's the essence of Ramadan, that a person spends these last 10 days in tawbah and making dua. Making dua to Allah for everything. For they call dua to Allah, that Allah, we want to draw close to yourself. Dua to Allah for Allah. To have a relationship with Allah. Love for Allah. Desire for Allah. Talab for Allah. Rahmat for Allah. To attain the qurb of Allah. Ma'iyat of Allah. Ma'rifat of Allah. Muhabbat of Allah. And also to make dua for our dunya. We have to make dua to Allah Ta'ala for everything that we need. It's a moment, it's an opportunity. Today, even today there are people who are doing lots of ibadah. Last Ramadan, there were people who spent the last 10 days, and they spent those last 10 days in such a way that every day they would complete one Quran. And then in 10 days they completed 10 Quran. Allahu Akbar. 10 days, 10 Quran, and now one person, many people like that. The place we waited at the kaf in the company of our Shaykh. And similarly, there were also so many people who used to recite Kalima 10,000 times every day in the last 10 days of Ramadan. When you begin to hear stories about people, how they spend the last 10 days, a person begins to feel as if we are doing nothing compared to them. These are also people living in this dunya, our zamana. They're also people who have the same 24 hours as us. They also have a wife, they also have a spouse, they also have kids, they also have work, they also have their needs, they also have their sickness, but they're also earning Ramadan. So we have to make effort to make these 10 days valuable. Those who have some necessity, they can make niyat of nafil. But this is a blank check that we are getting in the last 10 days. Multiple blank checks. Allah Ta'ala is saying that write whatever you want to write. Allah's irada is to give to us. To give to us. Otherwise there would be, there is no chance that we would get this tawfiq to be able to spend the last 10 days, to be able to make dua in the last 10 days. The fact that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has opened up Ramadan for us, that we have an opportunity to spend the last 10 days, this is a sign that Allah wants to give. Allah's irada is to give. Now it's up to us to take from Allah Ta'ala. And when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is willing to give to us, then what's the obstacle? What's stopping us? There shouldn't be any issue. We should make du'as with yaqeen. Begin every du'a, Ya Allah, this is a time for qubuliyah. Allah, accept my du'as. Accept all my du'as, whatever du'as I've made. To present ourselves before suhoor, to present ourselves before the breaking of our fast, and with yaqeen, make du'a to Allah. That Allah, these are moments of qubuliyah. Allah, grant qubuliyah to all my du'as. So we make du'a that may Allah Ta'ala enable all of us to spend these last 10 days of Ramadan as devotedly, as passionately, as ultimately as we can, and make this a sprint to the finish line of taqwa, so that inshallah we can manage to cross that line and become people of taqwa. La'allakum tattaqun. So that we can adorn ourselves with this libas of taqwa, the garment of taqwa, and so that we can carry this garment of taqwa with us throughout our life and be successful both in this dunya and inshallah in akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We'll make a short dua. Subhana rabbil al wahab. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب من يقربنا إليك. يا الله يا ربي كريم ظلمنا أنفسنا. يا ربي كريم, we turn to you in this night of Ramadan, the last day of the second Ashra, this Ashra of Maghfira. Allah, we ask you to shower us with your Maghfira. Allah, shower upon all of us this maghfirah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, out of your rahmah, convert all of our misdeeds into good deeds, Ya Allah. Allah, convert all of our sins into good deeds, Ya Allah. And Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us tawfiq to be able to do more and more ibadah, to spend the last 10 days of Ramadan as devotedly, as passionately as we can. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us tawfiq to increase in our ibadah in the last 10 days. Grant us tawfiq to increase in our ruju ilallah, in abad ilallah, to increase in our dua, in our lajajat, in our humility, in our du'as, but to increase in our mujahidah, increase in our sadaqah, increase in our tilawat, increase in our zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to have that state of inqita anil makhluk in these last 10 days. Then we can disconnect ourselves completely from all of ghairullah, from all of makhluk. And Allah, grant us tawfiq to connect to you completely. Just like, Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, وَذْكُرْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكْ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبَتِيلًا. To remember me exclusively, to the exclusion of everything else. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant us tawfiq to be able to attain this state of tabattul in the coming 10 days and nights of Ramadan. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, enable us to empty our heart of all that is other than you, to spend such moments, such days and such nights where, Allah, we feel that there is nothing, no one in our heart except for you. Allah, grant us such 10 beautiful days and nights, Ya Rabbi Kareem, where we see in our hearts that there is no one other than you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we hear stories about our mashayikh who spent 20 years of their life in such a way that they would say that, and they would make you witness that, Allah, we have spent 20 years in such a way, in such a state, that our heart had no one other than you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to grant us such a day, Ya Allah. To grant us even one single such day, Ya Allah. To grant us even one single such night, Ya Allah. That in our heart there is no one other than you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Enable us to feel that closeness with you in our heart. Enable us to feel that intimacy with you in our heart. Enable us to feel, Ya Allah, your presence in our heart, your awareness in our heart. Enable us to feel your ma'iyah, Ya Rabbi Kareem. Enable us, Ya Allah, to feel you in these 10 days and in these 10 nights, Ya Allah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, remove all the distractions. Remove all of ma'siva, all of ghairullah, all of makhluk. Grant us complete kamil tabattul, kamil inqita anil makhluk. Make our hearts completely attached to you, Allah. Enable us to, Ya Allah, remember you with the full extent of our heart, with the full wholeness of our heart. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we want to present our heart to you. Allah, we ask you to wash our hearts, purify our hearts, fill our hearts with your muhabbah, remove every last trace of ghafla from our hearts, every last trace of sin from our hearts, every last trace of the effects of sins from our hearts. Allah, make our hearts munawwar with your noor, munawwar with the noor of your muhabbah, munawwar with the noor of your rahmah, your hidayah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, accept our hearts. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah. Allah, we ask you to make us people of dua in these last 10 days. Allah, whatever pious intentions we have, Allah, throughout the year, then, Ya Allah, we have all our problems, we have our issues. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we ask you to grant us such 10 days and nights where we can make du'as to you, Ya Allah, with the full extent of our heart. We can open our heart before you. We can open and present every single weakness that we have inside. We can present every single need that we have, present every single desire that we have to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people of du'a. Allah, make us people who turn towards you in du'a. Make us people, Ya Allah, who are remembering you in du'a, who are remembering you in zikr. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, we ask you to remove, Ya Allah, all the gham, all the sadness, all the worries and anxieties from our lives. Grant us barakah in the years to come. Grant us rahmah in the year to come. Grant us hidayah in the year to come. Grant us all the khair in the year to come. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, this is a time for taking from you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, enable us to make us, Allah, make us people who are able to take from you. Allah, make us people who are able to present our needs to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Kareem. Allah, you know our needs, Ya Allah. Even before we make those needs to you, Allah, you know what we need. Allah, we ask you to change us in a way that we become pleasing to you. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us according to your rahmah. Grant us according to your shan. Allah, once a person came to Hatim Tai and asked for 5 dirham. Hatim Tai in return gave him 500 dirham. A person asked that, why did you give him 500? And he said that he asked according to his own ability. I gave him according to my ability. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. You are more generous than any generous person in this dunya. Ya Rabbi Kareem, we are turning towards you in dua. But Ya Allah, we ask you that you grant us according to your own shan, your own karam, your own rahmah. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, make us people who can attain this ni'mat of taqwa in these last 10 days. Allah, make us people who can wear this robe of this garment of taqwa. Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Allah, grant us a life of taqwa. Enable us, Ya Allah, to carry this garment of taqwa throughout the year, throughout our life. Enable us, Ya Allah, to lead such a life that is pleasing to you. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim wa tub 'alaina innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala 'ala habibihi khayr khalqihi Muhammad wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.